Many hotels host important guests. Scott Labman's family-owned property is guaranteed to see plenty of Secret Service and presidential candidates every 4 years. A story of presidents from Kennedy to present is today's edition of The American Countryside. New Hampshire draws national attention every 4 years with its presidential primary. The Town and Country Motor Inn in Shelburne, New Hampshire, has seen just about every candidate since the 1960s.
We've had every President's Day of the Town and Country since 1960, President Kennedy.
Scott Labnon's father began the motel in 1956. They've had lots of experiences meeting candidates and sitting presidents.
When President Nixon was campaigning, he stayed here a few times, and my father said he was a real shy fella. And one of the nights, he didn't want to come eat in the dining room because he was alone. So my father personally delivered dinner to the room, and he said, "You know, Mr. Labnon, I'd rather not eat alone." So my father had dinner brought, and the two of them sat and had dinner in a guest room, just the two of them.
This small family-owned inn sees some changes when the presidents arrive.
When the first President Bush stayed here, they actually had a red phone in his room, and there was no dial on the phone. He would pick up the phone and it would instantly be talking to the White House. So that's exciting.
Scott says the Secret Service hide in the woods, and the motel is, of course, well scouted before a visit in primary season. The phone company even has plenty of extra work to handle the needs of the property.
Back in the mid-80s, Ma Bell would have to come in every time they'd set up shop for a few days and really blitz the North Country. And Ma Bell got so sick and tired of putting in temporary phone lines, they gave us this one extra box with 100 extra phone lines at the snap of a finger if we ever need it.
The Town and Country remains a popular location for all guests. But every 4 years, Scott is guaranteed to see plenty of Secret Service and their presidential guests occupying his rooms once again. Traveling the countryside in Shelburne, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCrae.